all who are broken. Lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt. Lay down your heart. Come as you are.
God is in this house, amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. God is here with us. Thank you, Jesus.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone. Worthy of my praise.
I will worship.
I will worship. alone are worthy of my praise.
I will bow down.
I will bow down.
Hail you as King.
And hail you as King.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
Anybody get to witness to anybody this weekend? Amen. I did. I got to do that. You know, I considered a honor to be able to do that. To let somebody know that regardless of their situation, that God has their back, you know? And it's awesome.
I had forgotten my Bible at my work, and there's this guy who always makes fun of me for being Christian, and he picks on me a little bit. I think he's atheist, and he works in the back of the restaurant, and I work in the front, and I left my Bible in the front, and so it's funny because I thought they'd just leave it there and I'd pick it up tomorrow, but the atheist actually picked up my Bible and took it home, and I told him he could read the notes that I had written in it if he wanted to, but it happened to be the story of the prodigal son and the lost sheep, and I think that's kind of cool. I didn't do it on purpose, but I kind of accidentally did it.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. What is that? I heard this guy answer machine on his phone years ago. You'd call him, and it would leave an answer. And at the end of it, it would say, remember, God has a plan for your life. I remember that so well, you know, that, you know, it's God's plan. It ain't ours. I remember that, Dad. I remember calling from Miriam, and I hear that answering, and I was about half wild, too. So, you know what? God is good. You know, he knows
Cardo,
what he's doing.
There's a song out, and, you know, I think we need to dream big. And I know this song says you need to dream small. And what he's saying is, he's not saying not have a big dream. What he's saying is sometimes we're so looking for that big thing to happen that we miss all these little things. You know, like young man coming over, first time he's heard somebody say, you never know what kind of impact. Or somebody that's an atheist taking your Bible home. That seems like a small thing, but you never know what that's sown into their lives. And we don't need to overlook that. We just need to thank God for it and ask for the rain to fall on it. See, Bible says some souls, some waters, God what? God gives the increase. Amen. Glory to God.
We just never know where we're going to be at, who's going to be around us. And, you know, it took me a while to come to that reality, especially when I first got saved. I didn't understand why people kept running to me and you know, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Or how are you doing that?
Yeah.
You know, to me, to me, it wasn't no big thing, because all I know I did, I gave my life to the Lord and everything else took care of itself. But they didn't understand that. And then I would have to go through the process of explaining what happened to me and what I did to get to where that I'm at now. And for a long time, it was like, you know, what's the big deal? But now, as you get older and you really sit back and you grow up and you really look and understand, people are hurting. And they're reaching out for help and they don't know where to get it. And it's up to us as Christians to reach as many as we possibly can, because we know the answer. We really do. We understand. And, you know, especially this time of year, you get little kids, you probably won't get a thing for Christmas morning. And yet still, sometimes we sit around and complain about what we have and what we don't have. So all I know is that the God I serve is an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
He's right there for us. Amen.
My comfort.
Play something for me. Just do the music of coming to this house, man. I really like that. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for the offering today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the givers of this church, Lord God. And Lord, thank you for the people that come in here and take care of the decorators, Lord God. And just everything it takes to keep this place clean and going, Lord. I thank you for the blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Say all year. Let's just go there, man. I get to go and sing at all these places, and you know, some of them have got a lot of life, and some of them's got a lot of life. And anyway, it's good to come in here and have fun. You know, even though I don't care where I go, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be who I know to be, and I try to have fun everywhere I go. But you know, it's awesome to have a place you can come and worship God and not have to be worried about nothing. You don't have to be worried about if you get up and take off running in here. You don't have to be worried about what you have on. You don't have to be worried about what color your skin is and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? All the things that people put on you, that people put on you, because the Bible says come as you are. And that's all we should worry about, amen. But anyway, God is good, and I love the way he is. Amen.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us.
We stand here in victory.
the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, hallelujah, sister. Sing a Christmas song. It's beginning to look a lot. Oh, not that one.
Your favorite.
My favorite one? We can do that, Mom. We can do that. Amen. You know what? When we can't come to church and have fun, we shouldn't have fun out in the streets, you know what? Well, okay.
You know, the Word of God says that if we don't praise Him and we don't worship Him, and part of worship and praise is just pure joy because of who He is, not because of my circumstances or anything.
Right.
If we don't worship, we don't praise Him, the rocks and the trees are going to cry out.
That's what.
So, you know, you're going to feel funny if these trees start crying out one morning. I tell you what, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to praise Him. Amen?
Amen.
Glory.
The Lord, He has done great things.
magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the
been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but I can speak for Ricardo. That's why a lot of times I speak about what I know is true with me and how I feel about Ricardo. I can't tell you about your instances. I can't tell you how you feel about the Lord, amen. But anyway, something, dads, communion, okay, I know there was something.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.